Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Red Fox Blogger with your host, Kel Fritzy. She's the infidel your imam warned you about, and there's no holding her back as she shares her opinions, insights, information, and outrage discussing the political entity known as Islam. We are at a critical juncture in our history, and if the threat of Islam is not faced up front, right now, then we will lose the freedoms of individuality, civic justice, and autonomy of thought we rightly enjoy, and instead see our values replaced with kinetic and civilizational jihad, Sharia law, and oppression permanently. Don't let the memory of our soldiers, past and present, go in vain. It is up to us to protect the legacy for which they fought so hard. We have an obligation to honor their memory today and for future generations. Join Kel Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern and Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. But leave your political correctness well away from her phone lines and chat room. And be warned, Kel takes no prisoners.
GoDamnMedia.com.
Changes. We are justified in doing anything we can to survive.
And that we are. And good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Red Fox Blogger, and I'm your host, Kel Fritzy. Boy, do I have a lot on my plate tonight. When do I not? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, though. But this one, it's personal tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's big-time personal. I am on the warpath, and believe me, the truncheon is out. And I am not happy about what I've been listening to all week. For God's sake, what is going on out there? What's in the water in the UK, for example? Okay, what's going on over there? What's going on, really? They're gunning for my friends. Why? Why are they going after my friends? Why are they going after sunny England? Why are they going after Tim Burton? Why are they now wanting to go after Tommy English or Jeff Mitchell? What the hell is going on over there? What have they put in the water in the UK? What is going on with this particular fella, Peter Tatchell? What is going on with him and he aligning himself with Fayez Mughal of Talamama? What is up with that? Seriously, what is going on? I'm so getting, pardon my French, but I'm getting a little pissed off. And they're going after the good guys, okay? They're going after the good guys. And I'm getting frustrated with it because who's next? Who's next? Come on. Who's next? What's up next? Right? We are the good guys. We are the guardians of the gates. This is what we do. We are the ones protecting you and your children and your integrity and your future. And what do we get in return? We get subjugated to stupid laws, and we get subjugated to ridiculous lawsuits. If you listened to me last week or the week before, I can't remember when, because believe me, the hits just keep on coming here. I brought up Ezra Levant in Canada, who's being sued again by another grievance-mongering tequila artist. If this is how they're going to conduct themselves, then that is what they're going to do. But you know what? What really, really gets to me is when we're supposed to be on the same team, but the person on who we thought would be on switching sides, and they're joining the dark side. And that is what I am finding out happening this week. In particular, Peter Tatchell, the golden boy with feet of clay. He trips up and falls into bad company. And I've got a little poem here for you, Peter Tatchell. Golden boy with feet of clay, let me help you on your way. A proper push will take you far, but what a clumsy lad you are. And indeed, that is the case. That is quoted from the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant by Stephen Donaldson. I am going to introduce to you who this person is. But I noticed that the chat room is filling up quite nicely, and I'm typing with one hand. So if I missed anybody, I'm just going to say hello to Agador, Bigfoot, Daz, EDL, Doc, Eric Kyle, some guests we have in here, Aleph and Jay, Paul Alexander, Spikes, and, of course, the Captain. And I also want to thank my sweet Sue from New Mexico listening on the line. And by the way, you can tell I'm a little animated, but I am going to calm myself down. I'm going to calm myself down a little bit because I do want to share with you that the captain, I'm his first mate. That's right. I report for duty on the Captain O show Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Captain, I hope your little matey will be okay tonight. But yes, I am animated. I'm mad. I'm furious. I've had it. I don't know what to do about this. I don't know, I'm tripping my way sideways to Sunday over this one. This one just came to light to me yesterday. And yes, I'm speaking fast, and it's because I'm furious. I'm fast and furious. That's right. That's what I am. But Peter Tatchell, what the hell is wrong with you? And what are you doing to my friends? In particular, my co-host, Tim Burton, be and on Tuesdays at Radio Jihad Network. What on earth is wrong with you? Why did you cross murder into the dark side and hook up with Fayez Mughal, who has been a proven fraud? It was proven. He was fudging the numbers on his Tell Mama website, in which he was false reporting attacks against Muslims in the UK. But you just decided to ignore all that. You decided that you were going to ignore the lawsuit that he lobbed against my friend Tim Burton. How dare you ignore that little fact, Peter Tatchell. Now, Peter Tatchell, he's a gay activist. And he's always been a bit of a controversial figure. Yeah, he's one of those people whom you can both vehemently disagree with on some issues, but completely agree with on others. All right, that's the way we like to go. That's the way we like to roll. We like to operate that way. Don't always agree with me, but at least have a little bit of foresight to understand where I'm coming from. That's what I thought Peter Tatchell was. Now, he's been a fixture of the left LGBT scene for many years, and despite being involved in campaigns that are questionable, i.e. the lowering of the age of consent to 14 for sex, and flirting with the increasingly mental Green Party, which it is, he has been a solid human rights activist. Oh, that's just fine, fiddly, fantastic. Wonderful. I am great that you are a solid human rights activist. However, for whose human rights are you activisting? See, I love these words. Eh? I'm not only politically incorrect, I really know how to mess up the English language, but you know what? That's part of my charm, so get used to it. But, yeah, so what rights are you defending this week there, Mr. Peter Tatchell? Now, to give him credit, he has faced down homophobic members of the Russian far right and has done stuff that many activists could only dream about, including being part of the very first gay pride march and being a leading light in groups that campaigned against police harassment of LGBT people. Okay, you know what? I am giving him kudos for that. You know what? Because we are all equal. We are all equal under the eyes of God. And we condemn the sin. We do not condemn the sinner. But you know what? This man has done a lot of work in the past helping those along in the LGBT movement. And so I am giving him big kudos for that. But this one floored me. Recently, he has done something that is inexplicable. For someone of his experience and political connections, he has agreed to become a patron of the discredited hate crime monitor Tell Mama. Yeah, that's right. You know what? I probably would not have even given this guy a second thought. But when I saw Peter Tatchell and Fayez Mughal in the same sentence, I went, oh my God, this guy, Fayez Mughal? And I read this story, and I became more and more horrified. If you folks in the chat room scroll up and take a look at my show highlights, you're going to see something there. It is a mug, a coffee mug, right? It has the Tell Mama logo on there. And that is the grievous, mendacious, mongering, taqiya artist lying about Islamophobia since 2012. That's right. And you know why I have those put together? Because of my co-host, Tim Burton. Tim Burton is being taken to task by Tell Mama because Tim Burton called him what he is, a liar and a fraud. And Fayez Mughal did not like that. And so he decided that he was going to go to the West Midlands police and launch a complaint. police agreed. They laid charges against Tim Burton. And now Tim faces the magistrate on April 8th. And I find this unforgivable because Tim Burton is nothing but a stand-up man who speaks the truth. Tim Burton will never sell you down the river, unlike Peter Tatchell, obviously. So when I found out that my Tim's been my co-host since September of last year, I had no idea that he was going through this nightmare with Tell Mama. And when I found out, well, you guys kind of know where I ran with it. You better believe it. And I come across this article this week. Peter Tatchell, a gay activist, siding up with Fayez Mughal, Tell Mama. Now, how does someone as politically brave and foresighted as Peter Tatchell get himself lumbered with this? I don't know. Tell Mama is not a credible group like Amnesty International, for example, or many other human rights or anti-racist groups. They're a bunch of charlatans, and they lost their public funding primarily for cooking the books over the number and type of crimes aimed at Muslims. Hello. Anybody who has even the slightest bit aware of Tell Mama's reputation, not only amongst the counter-jihad community, but also amongst mainstream journalists, would have known that Tell Mama is one of those organizations that are liable to leave a taint on all those who support it. And you know what? I'm taken from this article. Okay, what's the article say here? To use an analogy, if genuine anti-racist organizations were to be represented as a pair of underpants, then Tell Mama would be the embarrassing skid mark on the back. So true. So true. Now, unfortunately, despite being normally astute, Peter Tatchell has really blotted his copybook for many by getting involved with Tell Mama. I tell you, it boggles the mind, it does. Boggles the mind. I thought that this person was a lot more responsible. I thought Peter Tatchell really had his act together in what organizations he would align himself with. So this one really threw me for a bloody loop. He aligned himself with Fayez Mughal, the tequila artist of Tell Mama. My goodness me. No, you know, I'm in North America. I'm in Canada in particular. But I can imagine what's going on in the UK right now, especially those involved with the LGBT movement. And these are people of an Islamo-skeptic persuasion, to say the least. What do you, yeah, you think? They're going to be going, what on earth? What is this? Because those who know about the queer cleansing of East London since the arrival of Islam, where violence against customers and staff has driven out nearly all of traditional gay pubs, will also be baffled by Mr. Tatchell's decision to hook up with phony Fayez and the internet bin riffers of Tell Mama. Exactly. My God, East London in the UK, it's like, it's a no-go zone. It's like you're bored of Stan here in the United States. Phony Fayez and the internet bin rifflers of Tell Mama. Oh, my God. I'm writing that bad boy down. That's really good. I said riffers at first, but it's rifflers. So there you go. Don't you love live radio? Love me so far? Mr. Tatchell, what the hell is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Now, Tell Mama have a long and undistinguished reputation for wanting to shut down any harsh criticism of Islam. And let us not forget that it is Islam that poses the greatest threat to life and limb to LGBT people throughout the world. Now, the last thing you would think, Mr. Tatchell should have done is gotten himself involved with the mendacious, grievance-mongering taqiyya artist of Tell Mama. But sadly, like other people and groups, including respectable ones like the Jewish Community Security Trust, Mr. Tatchell has been persuaded that Tell Mama, they have a social worth beyond raising Fayez Magul's media profile and filling his wallet. Mr. Tatchell, he used to be the golden boy of the LGBT movement. He feted for being one of the late 20th century's longest-serving and high-profile gay activists, but he is showing that he does have feet of clay because of his decision. What? Sorry about that. I got parched there. I had to take a drink. You know, as you know, I'm not gay. I'm not single. I'm not this. I'm not that. But I am very, very, very good friends with a lot of people within the LGBT movement. And this is very disappointing to me. You know what? He does have feet of clay. Because when Tell Mama eventually either implodes or is caught out in another scandal and the shit really hits the fan, then all these naive people in groups like Peter Tatchell and CST, who thought that by helping Tell Mama they were doing the right thing, they may find that their future reputations may carry the taint of their association with Tell Mama for many years to come. And you know what? It already is. As far as I'm concerned, this guy has lost all credibility. Peter Tatchell, you've lost it. You jumped the shark, babe. You jumped the shark. You went over to the other side. You abandoned people like me and people like Tommy English, Sonny England, Tim Burton, all of us. You jumped the shark, baby, and you're wallowing in it. You're going to be eaten alive by Tell Mama, the chief shark in your playground. The author here, he says that he was a person who he agreed with on a lot of things and disagreed with on others. But he's really disappointed to see him being taken in like this, like because he will be used as a beard by Tell Mama, just as CST are used this way, which is primarily to make Tell Mama and the ideology of Islam look good. So shame on you, Mr. Tatchell. Shame on you. The author would also like to end this piece with a message for Mr. Tatchell personally. Mr. Tatchell, on Twitter, recently you sent in a response to many comments on the lines of how could you as a gay activist get involved in a group like Tell Mama? This is what Peter Tatchell had to say to all the anti-Muslim bigots who've been tweeting at me today. Search your conscience if you have one. Unlike you, I fight all hate. What the hell do you mean by that? Let me repeat that. Peter Tatchell's Twitter link. To all the anti-Muslim bigots who have been tweeting at me today, search your conscience if you have one. Unlike you, I fight all hate. So we don't have a beef with Islamism? Is that what you're telling us, Mr. Tatchell? Are you for freaking real? What Mr. Tatchell has also failed to realize is that there are many of us involved in counter-jihad activities or writing. And we have searched our consciences on the issue of Islam. And our consciences tell us that if there is to be a society based on freedom and treating everybody equally, then the ideology of Islam must be fought by whatever peaceful means necessary. Islam is against almost everything that you fought for over many years. You must be mad to get involved with a group like this. This group is too far to scream Islamophobia at almost anything. Oh, and here we go. You know what? I got a link here, but what I want to do is I want to copy and paste this and put this in the chat room for everybody. There you go. That's the article of which I have been cited, citing, rather. Oh, I'd like to be cited. Being cited could be fun. It would cost me a pretty penny, but being cited, that would be interesting. But no, the article of which I was citing, I just put that in the chat room for everybody. But yeah, let's go to this link, okay? Let's play, I don't know, pop-up. Here we are. Tell Mama, standing against bigotry and prejudice. Isn't that just fancy? Human rights global campaigner Peter Tatchell joins the work of Tell Mama as a patron. Oh, you know what? I'm going to put this in the chat room, too, because there's another lovely picture of Peter Tatchell in there. So, yeah, enjoy. Just bookmark these and read them for later, you know. What can I tell you? It's, it's insanity. Why on earth would this person want to hook up with Tell Mama? I can't believe it. Like I say, this guy would have gotten below my radar if it weren't for the fact that Tell Mama is going after my co-host, on my Monday co-host, my Tuesday co-host, and that being Tim Burton of Cat Strangler 101. This would have gotten by me completely. But you know what? Just the fact that a gay activist is sidling with Tell Mama should be setting off alarm bells. I am wondering what the hell is going on. Like I say, what is in the drinking water in the UK over there? Now, to this article from Tell Mama, which is a discredited organization. Human rights global campaigner Peter Tatchell joins the work of Tell Mama as a patron. Oh, my God. And I just want to say goodnight to LFNJ. LFNJ, thanks for being here. You have a wonderful weekend yourself. I'll see you soon. Thank you. The Tell Mama National Campaign, which supports victims of anti-Muslim prejudice and which maps, measures, and monitors anti-Muslim prejudice, is proud to announce that Peter Tatchell, the global human rights campaigner, has joined us as a patron. You know what? I had to clean up their grammar for them. Read the article. This is the the end of the sentence. The global human rights campaigner has joined us a patron. Joined us a patron. Okay. I think they meant joined us as a patron, but hey, you know. We'll just take 5 points off for very bad grammar, and I'm not saying that I'm, you know, perfect with mine, but for goodness sake, if I'm going to put out a media statement, I'm at least going to have it proofread. Hello? Just saying, Tell Mama, you know, because, you know, you're measuring anti-Muslim attacks, you're standing against bigotry and prejudice, but obviously you don't really care about grammar, but hey, you know, tomatoes, tomatoes, what can I say? Peter Tatchell has campaigned for nearly 50 years on human rights issues and has been one of the key drivers against homophobia. And there is homophobia. I'm not denying that. That's why I admired Peter Tatchell, because he was a very good voice in fighting against Islamophobia. Also campaigned against tyranny in Zimbabwe and in Russia, where he was brutally assaulted for calling for LGBT rights. Once again, my admiration for that work. Peter Tatchell, you have my respect for that work. But this one, Peter Tatchell, is over the top. Peter's vision encompasses human rights for all communities. He has campaigned against extremist faith preachers who oppose equal rights for women, LGBT communities, and people who do not share their perspective on faith. Now remember, I am reading this from the Tell Mama website, so you can imagine the flowing language that's going on here. Now, Peter's vision, he has a vision in that he wants equality and justice for all. That's very fine as well. I'm just going to read their statement here. Commenting on this move, Peter stated, "I am honored to be a patron of Tell Mama. It does vital work monitoring, reporting, and countering anti-Muslim prejudice, discrimination, and hate crime, and supporting the victims." What victims? They cooked the books! With the rise of anti-Muslim hate groups, BNP, and EDL, hello, the work of Tell Mama is more important than ever. Yeah, this is what Peter Tatchell is saying. I'm going to repeat that for you, and you'll understand even more so why I'm a little put out. Peter stated, "I am honored to be a patron of Tell Mama. It does vital work monitoring, reporting, and countering anti-Muslim prejudice, discrimination, and hate crime, and supporting the victims. With the rise of anti-Muslim hate groups like BNP and EDL, the work of Tell Mama is more important than ever." Go to... Sidebar. Go to fucking hell! How much do they pay you? Come on. Come on. Show me the money, baby. Show me the money. And first and foremost, do not group EDL with BNP. We are not a political organization. It is a pressure group. And we do not hate Muslims. We hate the Islamic ideology. That's what we do. We fight against an Islamic ideology, the very people that would have you swinging from a goddamn crane. And you call us a hate group? The very people you're associating with would sooner kill you than advocate your rights to be a gay man. You bastard. While the tiny minority of Islamists, extremists, and fanatics from all faiths and none must be challenged, we also need to challenge the unjustified denomination of the general Muslim population. Freedom of religious and non-religious beliefs are fundamental human rights that we must defend and promote. Tell Mama does just that. It takes a stand against hate in defense of Muslim people. My admiration and congratulations. Oh, my God. I don't know if this asshat will ever hear this little radio program I do here across the pond. I hope he does. It'd be interesting. I know that Tell Mama listens to EDL Radio. I know that. And I also know that they listen to Tim Burton of Liberty GB. And Tim Burton and myself of Radio Jihad Network. I don't know if they listen to Cal Fritzy, though. I have no idea. But if you do, you know Peter Tatchell, I kind of hope maybe somebody sends it your way, because I would love to have a word with you. You could phone me at home. I'll give you my private phone number. You can call me up, and we'll have a conversation, because I really want to know what the hell is going through your mind. Sidling up with Tell Mama. And here we go. Commenting on his association with Tell Mama, the director of Tell Mama, Fayez Mughal, OBE, stated, "Peter has been a beacon for campaigning on human rights. He has been active for over four decades, and we within Tell Mama are clear. All forms of intolerance and bigotry need to be countered, and this includes anti-Muslim prejudice, homophobia, anti-Semitism, or other forms of bigotry. We are proud to have Peter associated with and involved with our work." You have got to be freaking kidding me. Really. Let me see. Fayez Mughal, you are the mendacious, grievance-mongering taqiyya artist. You are lying to us again. Islam hates gays. They hate Jews. And they are bigots. Look in your own Quran. What would you do with a gay if he showed up in Saudi Arabia or Iran? What would you do with him? Would you give him flowers and parade him down the streets? No. You'd at the very least, you'd arrest him and throw him in a prison cell. At the worst, you would hang him from a crane, and it would be a public display. That would be the public display. So I don't know who the hell bought off Peter Tatchell, but somebody did. I don't know what his angle is. I don't know what's going on here. But all I can tell you is that I am not a happy camper. Fayez Mughal, you bit off more than you can chew, and so did you, Peter Tatchell. So did you. This on yourself. If you find yourself in hot water with Tell Mama, and you will, trust me, you will, because Tell Mama is like a snake. It will eat you alive, and it will digest you out the ass end. You really brought this on yourself. I wish you luck, because believe me, you are going to need it. My God.
In 2013, Mr. Tim Burton, on his Twitter page, Cat Strangler 101, called Fayez Mughal the controller of a website that claims to record incidents of hate crime against Britain's Muslim population, a mendacious, grievous-mongering taqiya artist. Mr. Mughal, who has received hundreds of thousands of pounds from the British government, has been proven to have falsified the statistics that his organization, Tell Mama, used. But in the country where Tim Burton lives, telling the factual and provable truth has now become a criminal offense. But receiving hundreds of thousands of pounds from the British government to then misinform, deceive and lie to the British public has not. In Britain today, because of the laws created by politicians from all three of the main political parties, which are then enforced by the British police, the truth now seems to have become illegal. A country where a proven liar, like Fayez Mughal, can telephone the British police and have them arrest Tim Burton and charge him with racially aggravated harassment. Because Fayez Mughal was simply offended by what Tim Burton had to say about him. Over the years, we have seen our politicians erode the British people's right to free speech with the reintroduction of blasphemy laws, making criticism of anyone's religious beliefs, no matter how offensive those religious beliefs are to the rest of the population, a criminal offense. But as with the case of Tim Burton, we are now living in a country where our right to free speech is, because of our politicians' decisions, being eroded almost to the point of non-existence. We are increasingly not being allowed to express our own opinions on more and more subjects in this country. But in the case of Tim Burton and Fayez Mughal, we are now not even allowed to tell the truth without fear of being arrested by the British police. This is the country we live in today, but it is a country that I do not want to live in. A country created by today's politicians where a liar can have you arrested for telling the truth because the truth offends him. Britain's politicians, Britain's police, the Tell Mama organization, Fayez Mughal, the truth is far more important to me than your feelings, your lies and the laws that you have created to take away my right to free speech. So I will join Tim Burton in saying, mendacious, grievance-mongering taqiya artist, and to hell with anyone's feelings. No matter what your political beliefs are, no matter what your religious beliefs are, and no matter what color your skin happens to be, I will not live in a country where having an opinion or telling the truth has become a criminal offence. And we must all help Tim Burton in this fight for freedom, free speech and the truth.
You see, this is all this guy knows, is he runs off to the police and says, and this guy says something on his Twitter. And the police say, well, okay, sir, we'll take your statement. And they march off to the home of the person who is hurting their little feelings of Fayez Miguel. This is what they do. Okay, this is lawfare. In that they are, it's not only Tim Burton, though. It's Mark Steyn, Ezra Levant. It's everybody out there. People in the United States are also experiencing this. We've had people who've had to go into hiding, criticize Islam. But I'm concentrating on Fayez Miguel of Tell Mama because this is personal to me. And, you know, Tim is sawing logs right now because, you know, it's midnight there. Going on midnight. And I don't think that Tim has an idea that this is where I'm taking the show tonight. We do the Monday afternoon show together, of course, but I don't even think Tim knows what I'm up to. But I'm furious. When I saw this in my feed yesterday, I went, what the? Are you for real? Now, Tim Burton is the formal host of Liberty GB Radio. But he's my host on RSB Radio WOW. And he is my fellow host on Radio Jihad Network. So when I see this, I take it a little personal, okay? Because, you know, not only is he my co-host and one of the best I could ever ask for outside of Jeff Mitchell. Okay. Tim and Jeff, don't fight over me now. No, I'm kidding. But he is. He's a fantastic man, and he does not deserve this aggravation. He does not deserve to be taken through the courts with this grievance-mongering taquilla artist who is so much a mendacious one. Liar. It bothers me. I'm sorry. Like I was saying, and I went off and I was sputtering and I was getting myself out of control there for a moment. But you know what? Sometimes it's good. It's good outrage. You know, my philosophy that I adopted from Jeff Mitchell of EDL Radio is use your anger in a positive sense. And I hope I am. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to get angry. And I am. When Tim and I first started co-hosting together last year, I had no idea that he was up against this. He never shared that with me. And when it came to light, though, that he was going to be taken to court for it, and, he faces the magistrate on April 8th when he told me, "And you know, do you still want me to be part of the show?" I was like, are you crazy? Of course I do. This has given me more fuel to say, we're not going to take it. We're pushing back. And I have an article here from Freedom Loving Infidel, as a matter of fact, and this is Cat Strangler 101. And he wrote this last week. And this is for those of you who have been living under a rock for the last 3 months. Cat Strangler 101. In his incarnation as Liberty GB radio host, Tim Burton has been taken to task for calling the mendacious, grievance-mongering taquilla artist Fayez Miguel of Tell Mama UK, well, a mendacious, grievance-mongering taquilla artist. Okay, these were twits. These were Twitter feeds. Now, Tim Burton, he was reading the Daily Telegraph, and he was reading this article about Tell Mama. And Tell Mama, Fayez Miguel, they were defunded because they were responsible they were found to be criminally responsible for fudging the numbers on their Tell Mama website. They were overemphasizing things, and Tim Burton was like, these are my tax dollars. I pay my property taxes. I go into a store and I buy a carton of milk, and or I buy eggs, or I buy whatever. I'm paying taxes. I pay retail taxes on my clothes. But this guy, at my tax dollars, absolutely not. So, of course, with due righteousness in which it was deserved, Tim took to his Twitter feed and said, you know what? You're a big, huge liar, and you were caught. That's all he did. He just said, you're a big, old, fat liar. We know you lie. You lie in the morning. You lie in the afternoon. You lie in the evening. Yep. So I'm just calling you out on it on my Twitter feed. Paez Miguel. He did not know exactly who he was wrangling with when he went to the West Midlands police. Been charged. Oh, you're going to love this. And for my new listeners, you've heard, like my regular listeners, they've heard all of this in the past, but I have some new listeners, and I just want to emphasize some of the bullet points here. But, yeah. Tim has been ordered to appear at Birmingham Magistrates Court on Tuesday, the 8th of April, to answer a charge of, get this, racially aggravated harassment. Yeah, that's it. That's right. Yeah, because Tim, he's a big bad boy. He just marches down those streets and he finds hapless Muslims and picks them up by the scruff of the neck and he harasses them. Yeah, that's what Tim does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Tim sat behind his computer and voiced an honest opinion. And for this, he's being charged with racially aggravated harassment. Now, you know what? Islam, we know, is not a race. It's not even primarily a religion. It's a totalitarian political ideology. Now, the most important aspect of this case is the opportunity to explain the Islamic concept of taqiyya to a wider audience. And the fact that Muslims routinely lie in order to promote Islam or to protect it. It's not, that little fact, people, is not widely known. The taqiyya component of the political entity called Islam is not known. And Tim's right about that. Faiz Miguel, what he has done is that he's exploited the tolerance in the open nation. Oh, pardon me. He has exploited our tolerance and the open nature of the UK society to fraudulently and maliciously promote a false narrative of Islam and its supposed denigration by hateful, racist, fascist, intolerant, extreme, right-wing, Islamophobic bigots, all at the expense of the long-suffering British taxpayer. I can hardly wait for April 8th. Like, I literally have it marked on my calendar. And how many sleeps do I have until April 8th? I wish that there was there's a little bit of an obstacle, though, between me and the UK. And, it, you know, maybe it's kind of, you know, maybe it's a minor detail. But, yeah, there's a bit of an obstacle. It's called the Atlantic Ocean. But I would love to hop on a plane. I've got my passport. I would love to hop on a plane and go over there and go to Birmingham and be there in the galley with my McGill's head. But Tim told me not to do that. I'm not allowed to do that. But I wish I could. I would love to be there on April 8th to see what transpires. And I know that Tim has quite a few supporters in his corner, and I'm not going to divulge a whole lot. But just to say the least that he does have people of influence in his corner. whether they'll be testifying on his behalf via a link or whether they're going to show up in the courtroom itself, we don't know. But all I know is that Fayez Nagul, your days are so numbered. We are taking Tell Mama down with us because you don't go after my friends. You don't go after my associates. You don't go after my co-hosts. You do not go after the hosts of other radio programs. You do not go after those in the media. You do not go after people like me or people like Tim. You do not do that. No, no, no. Because you know what? You just make yourself look like an ass and we'll expose you for what you are. Because you know what, Fayez Nagul? That is exactly what you are. And you know what? That goes double for Peter Tatchell. So you guys carry on. You know, have a great old time. You know, swim along. You know, carry on. Nothing to see here. We're just, you know, engaging in a little bit of lawfare here. Come on. And thank you, Peter Tatchell, for being on board with us. Fayez Nagul, you like I say. What about the stock record of Fayez Nagul? He has a real problem with the critics of Islam and their overuse of the word taqiyya. He says that all us haters, being you and me, repeat the word as if it's a stock record. It's like the word Islamophobe, racist, and fascist, that Muslims and their leftist lapdogs use as a substitute for thought. Oh, and he has a real complaint about the words haters and bigots that he has actually used himself. Yeah, what is that stock record, Mr. Nagul? I'm interested by that one. Why don't you explain to us exactly what is in the Quran, in that we do have justification in using that word. We do. Taqiyya. It's called taqiyya. Chapter 9, verse 29 subjugates us. But you use other verses within your Quran to get around lying to us. That's right, you do. Don't come to us and tell us that we are not speaking truths. We are merely taking a page out of your own evil green book. See, we're smarter than you, and we'll win. People like Sunny England will win. Sunny England was at an EDL rally. Somebody threw something at him. He picked it up and he tossed it back. He didn't lob it like, no, he picked it up out of, he was indignant. He picked it up and he lobbed it back. He tossed it back, rather. He lobbed it, you know, yeah, he probably did the underhand lob like, here you go, did you drop something? What would you do? If somebody is tossing debris at you and it hits you, what are you going to do? You're going to pick it up and you're going to toss it back, right? That's what Sunny England did. He had his court case today. He was up against the magistrate. It's been remanded until April 4th. But the dragnet moved in and they rounded up a group of them. And now they're facing charges of assault and assaulting a police officer because apparently one police officer claimed that, well, it hit me instead of the intended target. I don't know what the hell they mean by that, but all the same. You know what? If there is a Donnybrooks going on in the streets and somebody tosses something my way and it hits me and it hurts me, and I mean, like, maybe it can hurt, I'm going to get pissed off. I'm going to pick up that piece of debris. And I'm going to say, the hell with you, and I'm going to toss it back. But no. You get taken towards the magistrate. you get taken to a preliminary hearing. Believable what these people go through to defend our freedoms and our freedom of speech and our rights. It's amazing the poster boys that are being created because Islam has hurt feelings, like Fayez Magal. But now he's got Peter Tatchell. Yeah. The gay rights activist is working with Tau Mama. Ain't that just swell? Good God. Holy smokes. Am I really, really at the top of the hour? I must really like the sound of my own voice because time goes really quick with me. I'm kidding. But what I'm going to do, I am going to take a break, but after the break, I'm going to open the phone lines, and if you would like to call in, please do so, okay? It's the guest call-in number is 347-237-4318. And if you're in the chat room, you can just go to the top of the chat page, and the little skippity Skype button is right there. You can call in on the landline, or you can call in via Skype. But let me see. I don't know what I'm looking for. What am I looking for? What's my name? Where did I go? I had a song here. Oh, I do have a really great song here. And Annie of Southern Sense, she had one of the best shows ever today. And she played a song by Chris Hawley. And that is Chris Hawley and the Tea Party Rockers. And she put a link in her chat room this afternoon. And so I visited that page. And I thought, I really, really like this guy. This guy is groovy. And I was listening to a few of his songs. And I downloaded one of them. And I'm going to play that for you in a moment. I am in Canada, but I am a North American. I love my American cousins. What happens to America happens to the rest of us. I have never, ever seen a country as patriotic as the peoples of the United States of America. I am very pleased that I'm seeing the patriotism rise again with the peoples of the United Kingdom. Canada, we have to take examples. We have to take pages out of the playbooks with our American UK cousins because they have a lot to teach us. But I am going to take that break. I'm going to play this song by Chris Hawley. This is The American Dream, and I'll see everybody back here in 3.5 moments.
Today we have covered some very substantial points regarding our Constitution and our constitutional liberties. I would like you to write down how it will assist our generations to come. Our country requires a roadmap to go forward. Show us how you can lead the way.
Can't you see?
I just thought that that was such a pretty song by Chris Hawley and the Tea Party Rockers, and I wanted to share that with you. Now I am switching gears a little bit. I think I've calmed down a bit, and I'm taking deep breaths because I was pretty upset when I saw that regarding Peter Tatchell and Fayez Miguel of Tell Mama in the UK. I couldn't believe it. I thought, after everything we know about this bastard, that Peter Tatchell would still sidle up to his side and endorse the fraudulent Tell Mama. So, you know what? Yeah, I was mad, and I didn't expect that I would be as angry as I am when I was relating it to you. But I think that the first time I read it, it was kind of like a suspended animation. It's like, oh, you know, something is so wrong here. But when I was relating it to you on the air tonight, I did not realize just how furious I actually was. I do get furious. I get mad. I get outraged. And I swear, this is what I do. Because sometimes I swear, though, that I need new glasses, because it's kind of like, am I really reading this right? This does not make sense to me at all. It's just craziness. Obviously, I'm taking it personal, of course. Tim Burton is my friend. Same with Sunny England. Ezra Levant being taken to the Human Rights Tribunal because he was twittering about somebody in the Islamic community, and he was exposing them for what they are. He's being, his case goes back to a deliberation. Actually, the closing arguments will take place in Toronto April 7th. So if you're in Toronto and you can get to the Toronto courthouse, go there. Listen to the closing arguments by the defense and the prosecution. And bring popcorn, please. People who have listened to my show in the past know who Ezra Levant is. He is one of the hosts of Sun Media, heard on Sun TV. And there was an issue with Mark Stein. You know what? What I should do, I do have something here, but what I should do is what I would like to do is bring the article up proper, and I'll do that right now. It's fantastic when you're typing with one hand. Oh, I just love this. Oh, it's just so much fun. But let me go to a drop-down menu, and here we are. I've got something here. Yeah. Mark Stein has a really good website as well, and that he has been covering what's going on with Ezra Levant. And that Ezra Levant, yeah, he's being taken to task for what? Speaking the truth, right? But Ezra Levant, all he did, that I don't believe this guy. I think he's lying a little bit. And I don't think he's being quite truthful in his testimony against Mark Stein. And Mark Stein is the one who wrote the book America Alone. So I have a bit of issue with this person. But if you listen to Ezra Levant, you know that he can also be, well, colorful. And maybe some of his tweets were a little on the Tim Burton-ish side. And so this person took him to task, and Ezra Levant is finding himself in a courtroom again. Yeah. I will have more news as that develops, though. And unbelievable stuff, though. Unbelievable stuff. I am never short of stories about the persecution of us just for telling the truth. I am flabbergasted. This is probably not going to go down as one of my best shows ever because I'm still spitting nails. I'm sorry. I'm spitting nails. I don't know what to do. This is frustrating to me. But they go after, you see, what they do is that they go after the big fish because they think that Ezra Levant has a money tree in his backyard. Well, no, he doesn't. He is a TV host. He is just like you and me. We have to support our brothers and sisters who are taken to task by the Islamists in this fashion because this is absolutely unacceptable. Ezra Levant in particular, this one bothers me. He's being taken to task by Karem Awan. Karem Awan. Oh, my God. Here come those fake names again. Karem Awan. Yeah, Karem Awan did not like the tweets that Ezra sent out when he was calling Karem Awan a liar. Hello, if you can guess the name of the person I brought up the first portion of the show, please call in and win a prize. Oh, my God. Ezra Levant did the exact same thing Tim Burton did. He called out Karem Awan as a liar. And, oh, good God. He's being taken to court. You know, Ezra Levant is one of my heroes. I met him in Toronto. A couple of years ago. Very, very, very nice man. When you watch his YouTube videos, the Sun TV YouTube videos, yeah, it's like, who put the beans in this guy's coffee? Because he's all over the place. But he is actually one of the kindest, most laid-back people you could ever want to sit down and have a chat with. I'm going to read something to you from Ezra Levant, and that is, for nearly 7 years, I've fought for freedom of speech in Canada, and we've had great successes, and that's precisely why I've been targeted with nuisance lawsuits by political censors ever since. It's lawfare to shut me up, and they've got me in court again, but with your help, I'll keep fighting for freedom and winning for all of us. And that is from Ezra Levant. And that's right, and that's what I'll do. I'll be damned if these people are going to take these people down. No. No way. Not on my bloody watch. Is that enough that we're dealing with the lawfare, but we have to deal with the kinetic jihad on top of that, too? Good God. What happened this week? This is from the National Post. There was a U.S. reservist, and quote-unquote, air quotes, a U.S. reservist was arrested after allegedly trying to enter Canada on his way to Syria to join Al-Qaeda and fight with Al-Qaeda to oust President Bashar al-Assad. Isn't that fantastic? That's right. He boarded a Greyhound bus, and it was destined for Vancouver, British Columbia. He did this on the weekend. He is a U.S. Army National Guard reservist. His name is Nicholas Assad Toussaint, and he boasted that he would one day be an infamous Al-Qaeda terrorist. Now, what he said, I'm going to be on the front of every single newspaper in the country, like I want my face on the Facebook. God, Kel. That went over again. Like I want my face on the FBI's top 12 most wanted, because that means I'm doing something right. This is what he said. But Mr. Toussaint, my apologies. Assad. Yeah. Oh, did I mention that he's a convert? Yeah. His name is Nicholas Toussaint, but his middle name is, he goes by Assad now. Yeah, that's the convert for you. But Mr. Toussaint's Al-Qaeda fantasy, it came to an abrupt end late Sunday when U.S. Customs agents arrested him on a bus in Blaine, Washington, as he was attempting to cross the border into Canada. Now, he's 20 years old. He's a private with the reserve. He's been charged with attempting to join the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. That's an armed faction that wants to overthrow, like I aforementioned, President Bashar al-Assad and impose its brutal version of Islamic law in the region. Now, this is based on minimal FBI information. This was filed in court this week. Mr. Toussaint is a Muslim convert, as I also aforementioned, who has been exposed to al-Qaeda through jihadist literature he found on the Internet. Oh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. He found literature on the Internet. Yep. Now he wants to be a jihadist. The comments attributed to him by the FBI depict him as a burglar. What do they depict him as? Well, he's a bungler. Yeah, that would make more sense. The FBI depict him as a bungler who inflated his military credentials and was unable to even remember the name of the extremist faction he wanted to join. I like ISIS, he allegedly responded. And ISIS is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Okay, so he likes ISIS. Okay, he likes that one. Okay, yeah, I'm going to join that one. Well, what's that mean? Quote, Islamic State of, crap. I forgot. Okay, can you see Al-Qaeda doing this they're at their desk. And they're reading this. Can you see them putting an elbow on their desk and doing the palm slap? Yeah, even Al-Qaeda did the palm slap over that one. But yeah, this guy is just, he is determined that he wants to go fight in Syria. Yeah, he wrote this on an internet post in July. Oh, and I love his username, Assad the Lion. Yep. I want to go to fight in Syria. And he said the same thing to an undercover police informant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He offered to train fighters in Syria, but he's never actually attended basic training himself. He was actually kicked out of the reserves for failing to meet its academic requirements. So, okay. Yeah, is not physically fit, and he's stupid as a bag of hammers. Okay. How's Islam sounding to you now? Now, this particular arrest, it became amid heightened concerns over the flow of radicalized Westerners to Syria. There were about 30 Canadians who are fighting with extremist factions in Syria. This is according to the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or CSIS. Western security agencies, they claim that such recruits could pose a threat should they return to their home countries with extremist indoctrination, terrorist training, and fighting experience. Well, you think so, Sherlock? You come to that conclusion, have you? Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. But Mr. Toussaint, or Assad, the Lion, he told the undercover informants he was never returning to America. Unless it was after President Obama was dead, Congress was gone, and there was anarchy and chaos. That's right. That is in an FBI affidavit. My designs have me staying here in Syria and being on every news station in the world. He went on to explain that he wanted to make a video for ISIS and that he would leave his face uncovered. Oh, well, there you go. Something else. He allegedly told the informant he would kill his mother if she tried to stop him. I love her, but she's still a kafir, which means she's an infidel or non-believer. He later spoke about putting a bullet in her head and 5 or 6 bullets in his stepfather's head. Okay? So this guy is an Islamic convert. He's stupid. He's probably not very physically fit. But he wants to go to Syria and fight for Al-Qaeda. And he wants his face on the... He wants to be on FBI most wanted list. And he would kill his mother if she interfered with his ambitions to become a jihadist. But he loves her. He loves his mommy, but he'd still kill her if she interfered with his ambitions to become a jihadist for Al-Qaeda. Islam is truly a sickness. I don't care what anybody says to me. You know what? They've been stuck on stupid since the 7th century. And I don't know what to tell you guys. Boy, I don't know what to tell you. I want to be a jihadist. I want to kill people. And I will kill my own mother if she interferes with my ambitions. But I still love her. Good God. That. I might have somebody calling in. I'm not too sure. It just frustrates me, though, you know? Like, you read these stories and these people coming on and they're telling you what they're going to do. They're out there. This guy was born and bred in the United States. He was born a Christian. He converted to Islam. He's 20 years old. He's a failed reservist. He hates his mother, despite the fact that he actually does love her. And he wants to go to Syria and kill us. That's Islam. So Fayez Mughal, you mendacious grievance taqiya artist. No, what is he? What is that properly? Tim is going to fire me. Mendacious, grievance-mongering taqiya artist. And you, Peter Tackle, shame on you. Shame on you both. But I've got somebody here. I'm going to bring him on right now. And hi, Moving. How are you?
Ah, hey, Kel. What an awesome show. I can't leave you hang out there solo tonight. How you doing?
I'm going crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just reporting these stories and reporting that one about Peter Tackle, or Tackle, or Tackle, or Tuchel, or hey, Peter, I'm making fun of your name. Get it? Ha ha, making it funny. Peter Tackle and Fayez Mughal, like it's just unbelievable. Fayez Mughal, the very one going after Tim Burton and anybody else he can get his little talons in. Moving, I swear, I'm losing my mind.
Well, you know, it's not all bad out there. And, hats off to Doc and Daz and Bigfoot and the whole chat room there, all the folks there on your show. They're all a bunch of real patriots for their countries and jurisdictions and where they are. I want to just throw that out there. But, I keep reverting back when I was early in Blog Talk Radio with what happened at 9/11. I mean, that was a huge thing. And
yeah.
And now, like over here in the USA, we got, this Obama guy who's a Muslim commie in the White House. And, enough's enough.
Surprise.
I mean, if I was in Canada right now, I'd be scared to death. I'd be like scared to death. And my gosh, you know, Europe is about to have some problems over there.
Europe is ready to implode like any month now. Like, we were thinking years down the road, but now I'm thinking in terms of months. It's absolutely total craziness over there. And I had said to the gentleman of EDL Radio, please pack your bags and move to Canada. I have a big house, but you know they won't.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I've been listening to, you know, the EDL and the folks in Australia and other places, you know. And and specific to the EDL, I'd like to say that they're afraid of getting sued and hammered and, you know, their freedom of speech. It's like, you know, someone's got their thumb on them. And my hat's off to those folks. It's here in America and Canada and a few other places. You know, we got to support them. We're going to kick this commie Obama out of the White House. We're going to do it. Because the oppression on the Constitution and Christians has been way too much. And we're going to kick their ass. To just tell you, we're going to
Oh, I hope so. You know what? And you guys have your by-elections coming up this year, too, in November, don't you?
Yeah, 2014, you know, people have had enough. And you got that Operation American Spring thing in May. This Obama
May
guy.
May 16th.
Yep,
May 16th.
This Obama guy is going to slip on a bar of soap. And he's going to go running. And all this stuff that they're throwing out there on this television, just turn it off. Tune into Blog Talk Radio. Tune into the shortwave. Tune into your neighbors. Tune into your church. Forget this, you know, communist and Islamic propaganda. Just turn it off and get back to living your values that you're used to is my encouragement listening to this awesome show tonight, Kel.
Aw, thanks, Moovin. I thought I was a little all over the map a bit, but, you know, when
you're fine.
Thanks, Moovin. It's just, yeah, I do. These stories, I do take them personally because they affect me. These people are directly affecting the lives of the people with whom I work. And I get very, very vexed by that. And I think I really do. I get the truncheon out. I bang my desk. And I give it to them with both barrels. I never expect that this character, what's his name here, Peter Tatchell. I never expect that he's going to listen to my program, but if he does, he's going to know that there's a bit of a wrath feature going on out there with me, and he's going to realize that he's messing with wrong people. He should not be involved with Fayez Mughal of Tell Mama at all. I do not understand that angle one bit, Moovin.
Hey, you know, Kel, if we're being raised wherever we live on this awesome planet Earth, if we live in fear, we're in the wrong place. And, you know, we don't have to answer to man or to the jihad or any of that commie stuff. You know, we answer to God. We answer to each other, and we don't have to live in fear. So it's okay to have freedom of speech. It's okay to push back. And if you don't, you know, shame on us. You know, shame on me if I don't push back and say, hey, you know, I'm not going to, you know, not be able to bring a ham sandwich to my workplace. You know, I'm not going to be afraid to say something if it's against my religious values. I'm not going to be afraid to say that my taxes are too high. Forget this, you know, jihad onslaught, these commies. You know, we got to get back to the basics, you know, the Ten Commandments and, you know, the Bible. That's what we got to get back to.
What really bothers me, and you're right, Moovin, in that they're dictating to me what I can bring into my workplace in terms of my lunch. And I don't know if you were aware
really?
Of this.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Do you know that in where was it? I believe it was, I can't remember what city it was. I know it was in Canada. But when the Muslims were celebrating the month of Ramadan-a-ding-dong, and you know when they celebrate Ramadan, they fast all day. And so co-workers were being advised not to eat in front of the Muslims because they were engaging in Ramadan, which means they can't eat from sunrise to sunset.
Okay, that's fasting. Okay, that's all of our religions have fasting, all of them.
Yeah, sure.
That's
if they want to fast, that's no problem.
Yeah,
but
awesome.
For this to be a dictate of the public space, the public workplace, rather, and you're being told that, it's 12 o'clock or it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're on your lunch break, maybe you want to work at your desk, though, and catch up, and you want to have your sandwich. They were
being told not
to do that.
Was that with ketchup, Kel?
and mustard. But can you imagine that, being told that you cannot eat your little snack at your desk because the your coworkers were engaging in a fast? And it's just like little allowances like that. That's the camel's nose.
Hey,
if
it's going to be like, you know, the publica school, you know, the public school, I'm a big fan of private and homeschool myself.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going to be public school paid by the taxpayers, you have to put up with the whole culture, the whole thing. You know, there's no three hots in a cot. And, you know, from my old Army military days in the U.S., you don't get a free lunch. You know, you show up in public school, you have to accept the nation as a whole as it is, the whole thing. That's what it's about. And for people who get, I don't want to swim in that swimming pool because there's boys in there and it's a girl's time and this, that, you know, you ought to be thankful you got a pool in your school system, you know, things like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, as far as lunchtime, hey, you know, forget school lunch. Tell everyone to send their kids to school with a brown bag. And, whatever your mom and dad packs, that's what you eat. Forget this crap. You know, we can't accept it. We cannot live free, have freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and we can't have freedom of our schools if we're going to have to kowtow to the Islamic powwow. Not going to work.
Well, what really upsets me, too, is that our tax dollars go to support this, and people don't realize that. Your tax dollars support the Islamic movement, ladies and gentlemen, and this is something that you must understand. And I have spoken with Muvin in the past, many times, in fact. Muvin and myself have spoken. And I have always brought up the issue of the Valley Park Middle School in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and that they allow Islamic prayer. They turn it into the cafeteria, turns into a mosqueteria every Friday afternoon. And the logic being that, if we don't do something, the Muslim students, they're going to leave the school grounds to go to their Friday prayers, and they won't come back for their afternoon classes. So, you know, let's engage in a little bit of appeasement. And we'll shut down the cafeteria for them, and they can pray there. But what they're doing to Muvin and is that they're bringing in the imam. As I said, Muvin and I have had many conversations about this. And these are my tax dollars. Now, I pay a lot of money via my property taxes. And in Canada, I think Muvin, I'm pretty sure it's similar in the United States, that the big chunk of our tax dollars go towards health care and education. In Canada, our number one cost is healthcare. After that is education. I'm paying a lot of money on my taxes via my property tax installments once every 3 months. I do not pay to allow kids to be excluded from a public school cafeteria and it be shut down so that these Muslims can just saunter in and turn it into a mini mosque. I have a problem with that.
You bring up a good point, not just for Canada, but for United States and other places. A better idea would be let's not fund school systems and let's have the parents fund it. That would be a better idea.
Yeah.
And that way our taxes would go down and we can spend more money on, you know, consumer goods and homes and living a different lifestyle. And you know, why should our tax dollars go to fund schools when the parents, the mom and dad, should take care of that, and they can make their own choices and make better choices for them?
Well, that's exactly it. I have tried to get in touch with people like that, get people on board with me, like what you just said, Leuven. That's exactly it. I'm trying to get people on board. I mean, I'm not giving up. I mean, I've tried, and I'll continue to try. And that we have to have our little tea team parties in Canada and sit around the kitchen table and brainstorm and figure out what we're going to do about this, because we are being bowled over. I was talking about having our groups get together, have parents get together, talk about this, discuss what's going on within your children's schools, and get in touch with your member of provincial parliament in Ontario, for example, and say, look, you are allowing the violation of our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which was written in 1982. It was revised in 1982. And you said, look, we won't have a church and state in our public schools. We have separate schools. We still have the separate schools, and we have the private schools, and that's fine. If you want to send your kid to a private school or a madrasa, fine. Good on you. Go for it. But don't impose your religious ideology within the public school of which my child is attending. And I did write to Liz Sandals more than once, in fact, and she ignores me now. But I said, is there any way that I can recuse paying a portion of my property taxes that go towards the public school system? Because I'm not paying for the public schools to be turned into mosques every Friday afternoon. This is craziness.
Yeah, what would be better is if, I homeschooled and private schooled my daughter, Kate, most of the time, you know, most of her life.
Mm.
And it, when it was convenient to use the public system, around the corner, did that. But I'll say that it makes more sense for moms and dads trying to raise good kids to make their choices, and they should be the ones making those decisions, and
mm-hmm.
it should not come out in the form of taxes, for people who, didn't earn that privilege of, being citizens, for example. Like recent immigrants shouldn't be able to show up with four kids and the rest of us pay for their school and, suffer in taxes.
Well, and
like
that's another thing. Yeah, that is something else that is really sticks in my craw moving is the Family Reunification Immigration Act. And we don't mind the economic immigrant if he or she comes here because they have a skill that they can contribute and be a part of the tax base, the working society. That is absolutely no problem. Come on over, everybody. No problem at all. You're more than welcome. But the family class immigration, yeah. The guy who comes over with his wife and their four kids.
Bad.
And they don't speak English. And they're plucked into the public school system, and they drag the rest of the kids down because the teacher is spending an inordinate amount of time with them.
Well, immigration's not bad, and immigration for different countries is a good thing because it often
mm-hmm.
Stimulates the economy. And those,
yeah.
And I don't view immigration as bad, but I will say that, if we give people more choices whether to use the public or private system, it might be better financially for, indigenous folks and immigrants. Everybody might
yeah.
benefit. And those choices are being taken away by a bunch of crazy New World Order bureaucrats who want all of us to, kowtow to the powwow. That's what's happening.
Kowtow to the powwow. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Another issue that I have a lot of problems with, of course, going back to the immigration issue and the family class immigration, is that a lot of immigrants, they're allowed to sponsor their parents. And their parents may be in their 60s or maybe in their 70s. And they're coming over here and they're taking advantage of the healthcare system. Now, these people have never paid a dime into our tax base. They've never worked here. They've never contributed in terms of our taxes. But they have the full benefits of our healthcare system. And nothing against the elderly, believe me. I'm not part of Obama's death panel, folks. Just relax out there. But I do have a problem with elderly and their health issues eating up my tax dollars for their healthcare needs.
Well, I guess maybe, you know, we need to point to their families that immigrate and claim, you know, immigrant status. If they're going to bring, you know, relatives over, they have to be able to, you know, say, for example, a doctor comes from, I'll give a Spongistan, for example. You get a doctor that comes over from Spongistan, and he comes to Canada or the United States or England or somewhere else, and, you know, he says, hey, I'm going to provide a service. I'm going to earn a good wage. And then he asks to bring his elderly parents. Well, he's got to, you know, make some type of financial commitment before that happens. Otherwise, there should not be, any kind of allowance because, like you said, Kel, we've got generations behind us that are relying on our tax dollars, and, you know, there has to be some give and take here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, I would never begrudge anybody who would want to emigrate from another country to Canada. And if I was in the United States, I'd say the same thing about the United States. But, yes, we do have to put the brakes on things in that we just don't have the money. We're broke. We're tapped.
Well, it's Friday, Kel, so I hope it's not all bad out there. What's the good news?
Oh, what is the good news today? Did I get any good news today? Let me see. Sunny England's case was deferred until April 4th. I guess that's some good news. But, oh, boy. No, but you know what? The thing is that we are such a generous nation. The United States, Canada, the U.K., we're such generous nations in that we are very receptive. We take in a lot of refugees. A lot of them are bogus, of course, and we take care of them. But it is when you come over into the host country, you do what the Romans do, and you respect our laws, and you respect our code of conduct, as it were. You don't come over here like Fayez Mughal of Tell Mama and start beating the crap out of my friends by taking them to a human rights tribunal or taking them to the magistrate, like what they're doing to Tim. You don't come over here and practice law and get a degree in law, and all of a sudden you're smartened up with the law processes in Canada, and you take people like Ezra Levant and Mark Stein to the human rights tribunal. No, you don't do that. You want to come over here, and you want to live here, and you want to work peacefully, and you want to be part of the greater society. Wonderful, fantastic, glad to have you. But don't be using our very laws against us. This is what I had been discussing in the first hour, is the lawfare aspect. And this is what's really annoying me. These people, they insist that it's their way or the highway, and they're going to utilize everything they can, our very laws, our very constitutions against us. This is where I have my objections. I have no objections to the immigrant. I don't care if you're a Muslim. If you want to be a Muslim and you want to worship a moon god, my God, have at her, have fun. But don't institute it in my children's school. Don't institute it in my workplace. And don't institute it on the streets. If you want to privately worship, that's fantastic, that's fine, that's jolly. But don't clog up my streets. And don't hijack my cafeterias. That's what I say, Moon.
Well, that's pretty well said, Kel. And, you know, it's no different here in the United States. What's really bad is, we've got this overbearing totalitarian, government. Every time, if you express your opinion, if you're a Christian in America, they're really, hitting us pretty hard in our free speech, and it's spooky, scary, So, but the good news is we shouldn't be afraid. The good news is that, like at least in America, we still have a constitution. And we're getting ready to get rid of this Barack Obama guy who's, you know, got all kinds of baggage. You know, his days are up. And all these elections that have been out there recently, people are fed up. So I think we're going to see what I would call a renaissance toward all things American, Americana values coming up here pretty in short time. And it's not all bad because, you know, the guy upstairs in charge, not these commies and not these, you know, jihadis. You know, the Bible tells us that we're going to be okay. We just need to make sure that we stay the course and not be afraid.
Yeah.
You know, not be
Absolutely.
Afraid.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Kel, you got to wrap up your show, so I just want to say God bless you for telling the story.
I'm wrapping it up. Yeah, I am going to wrap it up. I've got about 10 minutes left, and I'm going to skedaddle over to Reactionary Speaks Network in a moment. And,
well, Kel, thanks for letting me call in, and you're awesome. You are so awesome,
and thank
you for everything you're doing.
I adore you. Thank you. Thank you.
And
thank
the people
you so
here
much
are
for
awesome.
Calling
Take
in.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, moving. You as well. And moving, thank you again. That was a fantastic call from Moving. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is that we do connect, we do get together, and we do talk. Some of the issues may be, I don't know. I might be over the top some days, but one thing I am is that I'm true to myself, and that I try so very hard to bring you the news of the week or whatever it is. Tim and myself, we do that quite effectively on Mondays, and we do that quite effectively on Tuesday. And having Tim around, it's fun to bounce things off of him. When I'm alone, sometimes I do get a little carried away, and I apologize for that. Thus, Tim kind of leaves me unleashed. That's all right. I am, though, going to wrap it up because I do want to get over to Reactionary Speaks place in a moment, and I'll tell you who this guy is. If you're a new listener, this is him, and I'm typing with one hand again. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, you silly old thing, you. You're asking me to enter a keyword, are you? All right. We'll play this game. Okay. Here we are. This is where I'm going next.
The Reactionary Speak radio program.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan?
You know what I am? I'm a dog chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do with one if I caught it.
The Reactionary Speak radio program.
I try to show the schemers how pathetic their attempts to control things really are.
The Reactionary Speak radio program.
Introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, you know the thing about chaos? It's fear.
Friday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, here on BTR.
And, you know, something else that I worked on, and I'm very proud of this, and that I have been talking about, as you know, as everybody knows, I don't live in the United States, but believe me, I wish that we could get rid of that little pesky thing called the 49er, and that is the border between Canada and the United States, because I would love to freely be with my American cousins down in the United States. I see what's going on down there. I know what's going on down there, and I'm frightened for the United States because you know what? You're my best friends. You're my best friends in the whole wide world, the United States of America. That is the greatest nation on the planet. I live in the best country in the world, but I live next door to the greatest nation on the planet. The American exceptionalism, the spirit of the people, it never fails to leave me in a sense of awe. I am so lucky to have so many American friends. I am so lucky that I can be part of the American experience, whether it be listening to radio shows on Blog Talk Radio, or whether it be watching, movies. Oh, for goodness sake, but you know, I don't watch too many movies, but you know what I mean. When I listen to American radio hosts like The Captain and Holger and No Way and Reactionaries and Ken McClinton, all these people, it just fills me with such a warm feeling because it's like I am feeling that passion. You people, I don't know how you do it. You have such a spirit. You're so patriotic. And I went to my friend Stanger, and of course, one of my absolute favorite shows in the whole wide world is the Rooster Crows at Night. And that's Outcry Radio, heard Saturdays at 11 p.m. And, yes, I'm doing a plug because, yes, I produce for him. But you know what? I got together with Stanger, who is Rooster's co-host, and I said, we got to do something here. What do you think about doing this? And he said, yeah, sure. And so I sent him a script, and he did the voiceover, and I did the music, and we came up with this. This is specifically for my American cousins, believe me. You are strong, and you will overcome the Obama administration. Trust me, I know you will. I have faith.
The Tea Party movement spontaneously formed in 2009 from the reaction of the American people to fiscally irresponsible actions of the federal government, misguided stimulus spending, bailouts, and takeovers of private industry. Within the first few weeks of the movement, Tea Party Patriots formed to support the millions of Americans seeking to improve our great nation through renewed support for fiscal responsibility, constitutionally limited government, and free market economic policies. Tea Party Patriots is a national grassroots organization that exists to serve and support the thousands of local organizations and millions of grassroots patriots throughout our nation. We provide logistical, educational, networking, and other support to thousands of community-based Tea Party groups around the country. Tea Party Patriots state and national coordinators serve your local grassroots groups, support you with the tools and technology you need to address your local issues, listen to your voices, gather your ideas, and together help shape the overall direction of our national movement. Working in a truly grassroots fashion, we have already changed the political landscape of America. Tea Party Patriots is 100% grassroots, 100% of the time. Tea Party Patriots is made up of and funded by millions of regular Americans just like you who believe there is a better way forward for America. We are a non-profit 501c4 organization that does not support any political party, nor do we endorse candidates. If you support fiscal responsibility, constitutionally limited government, and free market economic policies, we encourage you to sign up for Tea Party Patriots today. Our mission and our core principles. The Tea Party Patriots' mission is to restore America's founding principles of fiscal responsibility, constitutionally limited government, and free market economics.
Like you and me, the name of the brave, we are the U.S. of A.
you know, this is all about citizen journalism. I have somebody named Sean. She is my sweetheart. She's my girlfriend. And her husband is Roger Dorn. And he is the host of Far Right No Apologies. And I love that show, too. I love all of these programs that I listen to on Blog Talk Radio and other fine stations. Audrey Russo Show. I mean, Fendella's Online. The Search for Verity Radio. Southern Sense. Sackheads Radio. Mins and Friends. The Tim Burton Show. Hold Your Awakens. Common Sense Online. Mark Levine. The Crow and Moore Show. All these shows are out there for you to listen to. 2020 Radio Online. All these shows are out there for you. The Exceptional Conservative. All of these programs are out for you to enjoy. And this is citizen journalism, and this is what we do. We don't snowball you. We bring you the truth. We bring you the facts. We do homework sideways to Sunday to make sure that we're not blowing sunshine. We work very hard on all of these programs. They're all very fine programs, and that's why I'm so proud to be part of it. You know, that's all I can do. You know, I halt in my voice, in my speech, and you know, I lose my voice sometimes, like I am tonight, so I'm going to be closing out a little earlier. But this is all we can do. It's hope that we bring you a little more homework and that you can carry forth and continue to carry the torch of whatever radio show that you had listened to, because it's so important to us. If it weren't important to us, we wouldn't do it, but it is. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you. But my show is centered around, of course, the issues of Islam and Sharia law, and I discuss that at great length tonight, again, as usual. But I also want to talk to, you know, I'm glad that I talked about American exceptionalism, because it's true. As America goes, so does the rest of us. Listen to all these fine programs, and, you know, I'll see you on the dial. I'll see you in the chat rooms. And let's have a dialogue. Let's really talk about what's going on. But I'm going to leave you for now because I am out of time. Holy smokes. I got to go. Guys, thank you very much for being here. I love you all. And remember, it's mass Islamity, and we do have to stop the insanity. Folks, have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday with Tim and myself at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.